Learning Masechta Sivam is Daf Yates Mibeis. The Gemara in the previous Sivam brings the Machlokes Reb Eshiya, who holds Cholakai Reb Shimon Af Rishena, and her Papa that holds that Bayim Machach Neilet Polik Reb Shimon, Benel Machach Yim Loi Polik. There's two cases, the Eshiya Sachar Shleir Bay Lamei, where you could possibly pat the Tzara. In the first mission of the Perek, Ruvain dies, then Levi is born, and then Shimon is Miyabim. And then Shimon dies. So Levi was born before Shimon was Miyamin. And that's a case where, since he was married to Reuven, who wasn't Ba'alamai of Levi, so she's an Eishes Achar, Shalahaya Ba'alamai, and she's Asir, Patif and Chalik, Senibim, and Atzara also. And then we have the case in the Mishnah in Yitchesim and Beis, where Reuven died, and then Shimon was Miyamin, and then Levi was born, even Makach Neilit. So in that case, clearly Reb Shimon argues, because he holds, Hayelu Ba'amatsa Behetir, since by the time Levi was born, Shimon was already Miyavim, he was Bo Matzah Beheter, so therefore, Reuven's Ishus is already gone, she's no longer considered an Ishus Sach of Shleil Be'elamai. But in the case of the Reisha, Abayisha holds up Shimon argues in that case also, because Zika Kaknusa, because he considered like she was Miyavim as soon as he died, Zika Kaknusa, so you always have the Bo Matzah Beheter. It's the same thing like even Makach Neilet. Mashenk and her papa held. No, you don't say Zika Kaknusa. And Reb Shimon only argues in the Sefer by even Makach Neilet. Well, there you have the Yibam itself. That takes off the Eishes Achar Shleil Be'elamai. Mashenk and in the Reisha, Neil Makach Yibam, it was already Om Nishachas Be'isser. So Mela, you still have the Eishes Achar Shleil Be'elamai. And Reb Shimon, we made that they're both Pater. That's the Sugi before. And here the Gemara is bringing a Braisa to bring a raya to our papa and the tifta to our beishia. So the braisa goes through all the cases. The first case where the brother did nothing, not maimer, not yibum, he just died. And in that case, she's not a tzara serve at all. So the rishayin is eisim shemeshah shalami, and the shniyas eicholat is eimis yadanis. And then the braisa says the next case where he did maimer. And there's two cases. He did maimer before his brother was born, or he did maimer after his brother was born. So according to the Tanakhama, she still remains an Eishes Achar Shleil Be'elamai. The Tanakhama holds even Yibam Makach Neilet, she's an Eishes Achar Shleil Be'elamai, Koshkein Maimer. So she'll still remain an Eishes Achar Shleil Be'elamai, but the Maimer would make that the Tzara is Al-Kapanim, the Tzara is Eishes Achar Shleil Be'elamai, Mixas, and it'll be Chaletzis V'leim Mesirdenis. And then, it says, Rabbi Shimon Aymer Bi'osa Chaletzasa Shal Achsem B'teres Sarasa. What's the case? Rashi explains from the Gemara later, the case is that she did Maimer first. And Reb Shimon has a suffix if Maimer is Kaina or not. So Reb Shimon's Lashon is, B'yasa chalitzasha shal achasem b'teres sarasa, and she means specifically the second one, the one that was married to Shimon, not the one that was married to Reuven, not the Balas Maimer. So again, Reuven died, Shimon did Maimer on Reuven's wife, then Levi was born, and then Shimon died. According to the Tanakhama, Reuven's wife is Pata Miklum, Reuven's wife is an Eishes Achar Shleil Be'elamai, and Shimon's wife, since there is a Maimer here, that would make her a Mixas Tzara Seva, should be Chaletzis Veinim Sivetis. Reb Shimon says no. Reb Shimon says, Akabana Mitzmashmani, you could do Yibum on the second wife, or the Chalitza on the second wife, with Pata the Tzara. So Rashi explains, because me Manavshach. Reb Shimon knows two things. Reb Shimon knows Yibim V'akach Neilen, is not an Eishes Achar Shleil Be'elamai. And in the regular case of Shnei Yevamos Abayis Abayis Echon, that you can do Yibam and Achalitza to either one of them and the other one's Pater. Now Maimer, Reb Shimon holds, is a Suffolk. That we had in the Mishnah before, the Gemara brought down before. That Maimer is a Suffolk if it's Kaina. Either it's Kaina Kinyan Gomer, or it's not Kaina at all. Hazak Rashi, Samamela, here, the second one, you could be chaylitz umiyam to the second one of shach. If maimer is kaina, then it'll be yib musayf nailat, and everything's mutter. Even the rishayna will be mutter according to Reb Shimon. And it's two yivamis abayis yivayis echad. So the chalitza, or the yibim of one, of the tzara, would part of the other one. But that's on the side that maimer is kaina. So certainly the tzara is mutter, even the erva, you know, even the rishayna is mutter, even the balas maimer is mutter. And certainly, you do be a chalitza to one of them in the path is a tzara. Now, there is a tzad maimer is not kaina. And the tzad that's maimer is not kaina, so she's b'chal, not a tzara is erva. So on the tzad that Mayim is not kaina, the Rishayna is an erva, because it's no land, the akach, it's no land, and there was no yibum even. Even no land, the akach yibum, we're naming on now, nalagaveshia is an erva. So certainly, no land and nais is going to be an erva. But the thing is, the shniya won't be a tzara b'chlal. The shniya won't be a tzara erva b'chlal. So either way, the shniya is muteris. If the maima works, so even the rishayin is muteris. Of course the shniya is muteris. If the maima doesn't work, so yes, the rishayin is a complete erva, but the shniya is not a tzara erva b'chlal. So like the shniya is muteris. And either way, the biyam mechalisa of the shniya about the rishayin, if the maima works, so shnei yivamas and vayis and vayis echad, you do even mechalitza on one, and the other one's pater. If the maimah didn't work, so the rishayin is a complete eishes achshlay b'lami. She's not pater for chalitza, and even the shni is not a tzara. The shni is mutter. That's Rashi's take on the sugya. And Taisa explains that you can't say that maimah is kind of mixas. Then you'll have a major problem, because if maimah would be kind of mixas, so it wouldn't be enough to make her eishes achshlay b'lami. She'll still remain in Eishes Achar Shlei Bailamai, because you don't have the Yibim, you don't have the Bal Matzav Heter. Maim is only kind of Mixas. On the other hand, you can't say she's not a Tzara, because Maim is kind of Mixas. So then, you wouldn't be able to do Yibim on the Sheni. You'll be caught in between. You don't have a Kinyan of the Sheni. You don't have the Acha Sheni. Doesn't have a Kinyan in order to make it even machach leila, and so the rishon remains an erva. And on the other hand, you have a mixas kinyan, so the sheni is a tzara. Now Taiz asks the kasha, okay, maimer is a suffix if it's kaina legamri, or it's eina kaina kla. But what about zika? We had before you said, if you hold yesh zika, so who would then a tzaras erva bezika is also considered a tzaras erva, akabanim a mixas tzaras erva. Like the Gemara was before, if you hold yesh zika, and Reuven died, and then Levi is born, and then Shimon was not Miyabit. Shimon died, like the Reisha of this Breisa. So he wouldn't be allowed to be Miyabim, Shimon's wife, because Yesh Zika would make it a Tzaris, Eishes Achash Le'olamim B'Zika. So Einach Inami Maimar, according to Reb Shimon, is a Suffolk, either it's kind of completely, or it's absolutely not kind at all. But Zika is a Mixus Kenyan. So typically, it should be a tzaris eishes achar shlei b'lami b'zika. So Taisus answers, Reb Shimon holds ain't zika. Just like the Tanakhama of this Bryce holds ain't zika, which Bryce says Reb Meir holds ain't zika. Reb Shimon also holds ain't zika. Reb Shimon, who implies that the bia chalitzashe shalachas mehem b'tayr sarasa, that implies that you could have, there is a heter yibum on the tzara. Mitzad the maima, you can't ask it a tzara, because the maima either is a complete kinyan, and then even the erev is mutter, like Rashi explains, or it's nothing, and then she's not a tzara serva. The zika, we know, is a mixas. So if Reb Shimon would hold yesh zika, taisa enechanami, it would be a problem. Because on the tzad that maima is not kain at all, you do have the kinyan mixes from the zika, which would be a problem. So at the Gemara, Reb Shimon also holds ain zika. Like taisa, it's not a problem. But then taisa brings the beat, and says, you don't have to come on to that. You don't have to say, to explain this Reb Shimon, that Maimer is either kind of legamri or not kind at all. And you don't have to say Ein Zika, you can say Reb Shimon holds Yesh Zika. But Maimer and Zika, if they're kind of the Mixas, they're not going to answer the Tzara. Because Maimer and Zika can only answer in a case where had there been a Yibam, it would be Aser. But in a case, if there's no Yibam, it's Mutter. If there is a Yibam, it's Mutter. If it's a mixas, it also has to be mutter. Maimer and Zika are not going to do something, not going to make more of an iser, if without them it's mutter. They're not going to go and make an iser if Yibam wouldn't make an iser. So in this case, if she would actually be married to the Sheni, the Maimer would be considered a Yibam, or even the Zika would be considered a Yibam, then she wouldn't even be an Erva, like we explained. Then it would be Yibam Makach Noilat. So, just like by a suffix, you say, Imanavshach. If Maima works, so she's not an erva. And if Maima doesn't work, then she's an erva, but it's not a tzara. Who would the mixus is that way? The mixus is not going to ask the tzara, because the full yibam doesn't ask the tzara. The mixus is not going to do worse than the full yibam. That's a lashon of Taisus. He says it's true. The Gemara before was Mavur, that Rav Shimon knows that Mayim is a Suffolk. And on the side it's not Kain at all. That's true. But this is not the Herchich. And also Zika, you could answer this Kasha, even though Zika is Kain and Mixas, but it's not going to ask him more than the Ibu. So you have a Machlokes Rashi with the first Teretz HaTosfos with the Reed. Rashi and the first Teretz HaTosfos hold the Svara. They hold no. Yibam wouldn't ask it because Yibam would two wife epis. Yibam would make it Iserva. But a mixus doesn't make it Iserva. On the other hand, if there was no Yibam, she wouldn't be a Tzara. But now she's a mixus Tzara. So you don't say that Maimer and Zika don't ask it because Yibam wouldn't ask it. Yibam wouldn't ask it because Yibam would chop the heter on the Erva Alein. Maimer and Zika don't chop the heter on the if it's a mixus. It wouldn't chop the heter on the Erva Alein. And if there wouldn't be anything, she wouldn't be a Sarah. But now she's a mixed Sarah. But Taisus holds no. Taisus holds the Yisayin that Maimer and Zika can ask her if Yibam wouldn't ask her. And Shasanta Machlaikis Yishayinim and Svara. So I saw him. Yar Sameach in his country Zika, Islam and Ches, and also the Mishas of Aaron, Sim Megimel Eis to Zayin brings, the Yishalmi Mamish discusses this. It's very, very interesting. The Yishalmi brings a Braisa, which I think is arguing on our Braisa, that in the case of Asa ba Maimer, Esach Shalom, where he did Maimer, and then it was Neil and Ach, Shtei and Asuris. They're both Asa. By Asa ba Maimer, and then it was Neil and Ach, according to Rav Shimon, Shtei and Asuris. So the Shalmi Asa Kasha. Manavshach, if the Maimer was Kaina, then Shtei will be Mutter, right? Because if Shimon holds, Yib Makach Neil would work. So I think the Shalmi means you Manavshach. This is Shalmi's Kasha. Kana Maimer, Shtei and Mutaris. I like on a maimer, then she's not a tzara. So, emphat the Yerushalmi, like on a maimer elazika. Meaning, that Rav Shimon does have a sign of like on a maimer, and according to that sign, lemaisit is a problem of yesh zika, and yesh zika can answer it, because it's a mixes kinyan. In other words, there's a brisa that says shteya masuris, and the kasha was with maimer, that can't be, because maimer, like Rav Shimon explained before, there's a suffix if it's kind of the gamma, suffix not kind at all. So the Gemara says, okay, it's a Zika. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, Kana Zika Shtei Mataris, La Kana Zika Vashayna Survishni Mataris. Why are they both Asa? But Zika also say Mimanashach. If the Zika is kind of, so then even the Erev is Mutter, Shtei Mataris. And if the Zika is not kind of, so Al-Kopanim, the Erev would be Asa, but the Tsar would be Mutter, Eish Hashini would be Mutter. That's the Yishalmi's Kasha. So Zakti Yishalmi, Shem Ezekiel Rav Shimon Kamaim they're abundant. Kama they're abundant. Amrin Hamay Mekonim Mishayir Kena Mezekiel Konim Mishayiris. Maybe what Rav Shimon holds about Zeke is the same thing abundant hold about Maimer. Just like they're abundant about Maimer, it's not a suffix. It's a mixes kinyan. So Rav Shimon holds that way. That Zeke is a mixes kinyan, not enough to be matted erva, but enough to make it a tzar. So here's the Yishalmi. That's the Akdama. The Kasha, Sancha kaina zikta kenegdai asa vitzara. Sancha loy kaina zikta kenegdai het tzara. Meaning, that the tzad that was, that's kaina the zika, so that would asa vitzara, but the problem is, then that tzad is even said, no, it's not even an erva. And the Sancha loy kaina zikta kenegdai, that she's not a tzara. So in a Kenyan mixas, you have two tzadim, you have two parts. You have the part that's married, the part that's not. The part that's married is not an erva. The part that's not married is not a tzara. So that's the Gemara's kasha. So how could you say shteyim asuris? Amar Shami, the name of Amar, v'chi manavshach b'arayis, you say manavshach b'arayis? U'makadayim, and what do you say? Ki adam v'achim v'shem rabun b'abchia, kol yivam v'shem kul lefnim, Sara Kanish Vanid Lashem Erev Erev Bateri Sarasa. That's the Yishalmi. Sounds like Mamish discussing this thing. The Yishalmi's kasha was even the Kenyan mixes say Mimanavshach. And that the Yishalmi says, you don't say Mimanavshach by Rais. You do have a Tzara Kanui, and that makes her a Tzara. You do have a Tzacha and a Kanui, and there's an Erev. So there is an, she is a mixes Erev being the Fel Sibum. She happens to have a Tzara. So about this, it's our now Rabbi Kivenga asks a kasha on Taisus. Now we have this machlokes. Rashi and the first Taisus of Taisus hold like the Yishalmi's maskan and his no mimanoshachs. If it's a miksas, you're going to have a problem. Because it's not enough to make her a yiv musayf nela neiserva, but it is enough to make it a tzara that's asa. But the real is no. See, you say, maimer and zika, if they're kind of a miksas, but they're not going to ask her if yiv wouldn't ask it. Fekter b'kiv eger, the Bavli says not like that tzara. The Gemara before says not that way. The Gemara before says that the shleisha achin, the Nisu and Shalosh Nash and Achris, have three brothers all married to women that aren't related. Umeis Achman Vasu and I'm a Shani. Harel Chalz is Loimis Yamis. Right? The din of Zikr Shnei Yavamim. What's the bar? Because Maimer is not enough. If it would be a Yibum, so they'd both be Eshe Shani's, okay? So they'd both be Eshe Shani. So mainly Yam, one of them, and the other one's Pater. If it wouldn't be anything, so the Shnei Yavamim is the Vais Mishnei Pater. Also good. But now you have a Maimer. So now, Maimer is not enough to take off the Zikr of the Rishon. But Maimer does add Zikr of Sheni. She becomes an Eisha Shnei Nesim. She has a Zikr Shnei Yavamim. Me, she has a Zikr Shnei Yavamim. So, Fekta Mikvega. Oh, so you see clearly. Here's a case. Yibum would be Mutter, because she'll be the Sheni. But Maimer, we don't say that. So, how could we say you're saying that Maimer and Zikr, if it's a mixas, it won't ask them more than a full? We have a Gemara before Shana does. Chazat Yerbaran, the Mishas Yerbaran, after being Zerushalmi, Simon Gimel Eisna Zayin, and Sir Abdavar Pavaski also says exactly the same teretz, there's no Yisayin that Maimer is not going to ask up Zerus Akasa whenever Yibim wouldn't ask her. Avadit Shaykh to say that Yibim wouldn't ask her and Maimer can ask her because Maimer is only kind of a mixas. The Yisayin of the Ri is like this. When you have a Kenyan mixas, so you look at it as this two tzadim. There's a tzad married and a tzad not married. And each one won't ask the tzara. The tzad married is not an erva, so that can't ask the tzara. The tzad not married, that tzad can't ask the tzara because on that tzad, she's not a tzara to that tzad. That tzad's not married. So it's a bezunda svara, if you have a mixed tzara serva, but she's not a tzara serva at all. Because that mixness that she's a tzara, there's no erva. That mixness that there's an erva, she's not a tzara. In the case of the Gemara there, she's mixes married to Shimon, mixes not married to Shimon. The mixes that's not married to Shimon still has a Zikas Ruvain. The mixes that is married to Shimon has a Zikas Shimon. So she has two Zikas. That's the problem. Meis Yamamechon. Here, that is Sait Stam. That the Etzim, she's a tzaras erva, but since if there were to be a yibum, she wouldn't be a tzaras erva, so now she can't be a tzaras erva. No. That's not the yisayin. The yisayin is in the mixes gufa, the mixes that's married isn't an erva, because that's yibum akhenoylan. The mixes that's not married, she's not a tzara. That's the story of the Ri, and that's the kasha of the Yerushalmi. I mean, I don't think the Ri is shmer from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmis bring the b'ris v'shtei masuris. The Ri is explaining a brisa that by Maimah she's mutter. You want to explain that this brisa holds according to Rav Shimon ein zika? So to me, it's not mukher. This brisa can hold like Yerushalmi's kasha. But the vart isn't stami yisayin that Maimah and zika can aser or even doesn't aser. The yisayin adavar is the mixas that it's kanei is not an erva. The mixes is not a kani, is not a tzaris, and then another tzaris. Now, Rav Shimon also says in this case, where you did a maimer makach leilan, and like we're saying, the bialas maimer could get chalitza and yibam, because, like we explained, like the Ri, like Rashi, v'al kafanim imanavshach, on the tzad the maimer works, so it's not an erva, on the tzad the maimer doesn't work, she's not a tzara. And either way, her chalitza would pater the balas maimer because the balas maimer on the side that she's married to the sheni, so then it's shnei yavam zabayis zabayis echan, so she'll be pater. And sad she's not, so she's an erv of achesishes actually belamei, and she's pater als erva. Mecholitz the balas maimer loy nifter zurasa. Why? Because you have a suffik. Maimer is only a suffik on the side that maimer doesn't work. She's not a tzara. So and the Balas Maimer is a complete Eish HaSachar Shleibah, and male the Chalitza is worthless, and it's really two reasons. So there are two reasons why it wouldn't work. First of all, the chalitz is worthless because she actually served lamay. Second of all, she's not a tzara to the one. So the male doesn't pat to the tzara. When the Rishonim ask, why isn't already this case of the Braisa a raya kineger de Meshia? If you don't go with the Meshia, and there's no sign of Zika Kuknusa, so fine. But Meshia holds, if Shimon holds B'teres Vadai Zika Kuknusa, and here there's a Yav Mechad. So if you say Zika Kuknusa, so how come Cholatz Balas Maimel and Nifta Tzerasa, even without Maimer? Why wouldn't the Cholatz the Rishena be a Ptur on the Isha of the Shnia? It's a regular case of Yimim Makach Leil and Zika Kuknusa. Rabbi Yeshia holds it according to Rabbi Shimon, if Reuven dies, and then Levi is born, and then Shimon dies without anything, you can consider both his wives coming from him, both his wife that he's married to, and the Zika Kuknusa wife, and like it's evil Akach Leilin, and they're both Mateus, and he's Chel Tzimiyam Leisa Sheyitza, and the other one's Pater. That's what's Mavuri from the Sugya before. So why is in this case Arayi, why do we have to wait for the Sefer? This case, Kufa. The Rabbi Shimon said that he did Maimer, and then it was Neulad. So you could do Yibin and Chalitza to the Tzara, to the second brother's wife. But Chalitz, the Balas, Maimel, and Iftar, Tzara, why not? Zika Kekrusa, B'tayris Vada, that's the Rishonim's Kasha, Gemaldik Kasha. So the Rabban says, because even though the Gemara's assumption earlier was that even without any Yibum, we say Zika Kuknusa, the very fact that she was Zakuk to him and he died, gives a din Zika Kuknusa as if he was Mi'abim. But it's not Mukhrich. It's not Mukhrich. It was an assumption the Gemara had, which isn't Mukhrich. So in case you want to bring this as a Raya in Kenegar Ravashia, it's not a Raya. Because maybe, when he's Mi'abim Lebesayf, so then we say Zika Kuknusa, Lamafrey was Knusa the whole time. But he wasn't Mi'abim Lebesayf, he just did Maimer. And the Maimah is a suffix on the tzad, the Maimah doesn't work. So there's no din of Zika Kuknusa. That's Ramban's teretz. Even though the Gemara's Hanukkah earlier was, they say Zika Kuknusa in the other case, but it's not Mukher, so you can't ask a Kasha. So the Rajbi says, I don't like this teretz, because I think it is Mukher. Because on the tzad, they only say Zika Kuknusa when there's a Yivam. So till there's a Yivam, there's no Zika Kuknusa, so it should be Nesra. It should be called Yavam Hashemim Nikayirba, Yavam Yavilah, Harei Kesh Tachshesh Levonim. That was the Rajbis Taina before. And we already spoke out. The Dva said, they don't say Nesha, because even though if you're not Miyamim, you don't say Zika Kuknusa. But when there's Yibim, Lamafrey is Zika Kuknusa. So Lamafrey, the Nev was a Nesra. So maybe the Rabban holds, Al Gopanim is Vitzat to say it that way. It's not Nesha, because Lamafrey is Zika Kuknusa. So now the Gemara could have said they only say Ziknus of the Yibum. But that's the first teretz to the Kasha. The Rashi is going to bring down a Taisvis that says another teretz, just like the Gemara answered the previous Raisa with the Gimel Achon Nesuyim Shalosh Nashim Nachriyes, and one of them died and the other one did Maimer and he died. So Reb Shimon said, Miyam Leizu Sheyitza V'chalitza V'shniya. And the Gemara says, why would the Shniya need Chalitza? One he says Zika Kuknusa and they blive Shnei Yavam Sabayis Yavayis Echad. So the Gemara said, well, at least it was mitzadid, that means the Raisa you don't need. It's a Gzeira. Gzeira Shemiyamru Shnei Yavam Sabayis Yavayis Echad. I mean, Shnei Batin, Echad Chalas Vechad Rifter Bloik, Echad Miyam Vechad Rifter Bloik Klum. So here also, maybe that's the reason why Chalas Lavalas Maimel and Ifter Tzara. I mean, the Raisa it would be. But people don't see that they're coming Mibayis Echad. So Mela, Gzeira, Shemiyay Mishnei Yavamas, Mibayis Mishnei Batim, one's Miyabim, one's Nifter B'leiklum. I bezay, so why don't you say the same Gzeira when you're Miyabim Echayla Tzitzar? Why don't they also say the same Gzeira? Terry says, there, when in Miyabim Echayla Tzitzar, so you know the other one's part that's Eishas Achshalei Be'elamai. Even though Be'etzim it's not Eishah Sachar Shlei Be'elamai. But the Pshat is Yimanav Shach. If it's not Mibayis Echad, so then she's an Eishah Sachar Shlei Be'elamai. So people won't think that Shnei Batim is one is Miyabim and one's Lifter B'lei Klum. They'll say, this one is Miyabim, and the other one's Eishah Sachar Shlei Be'elamai. But when And then you're going to say you're part of the other one, so people will think that Bayis Mishnei Batim, you could part of the other one. The Rashba doesn't like it, because if people don't realize she's an Eishes Achar Shleib Be'Lamai, I mean, they don't realize that she's Zika Kuknusa to the second one, so then they'll think she's the Eishes Achar Shleib Be'Lamai. So she begins on that, but that's a teretz. That's what the Rashba brought bring from Taisus. But the Rashba himself says that you sent the teretz that your dvar is maskim to. He says Zika Kuknusa could work when you miyandam the Zika Kuknusa, then it works for the other wife as well. If you hold like Rav Eshia, and you have two brothers, and one of them dies, and then a third brother is born, and then the second brother died. So these two wives, one of them to the second brother is a Zika Kuknusa, and one of them is a real wife. So Zakhtar Ashba, if you miyandam the Zika Kuknusa would work. But if you chaylis to the Zika Kuknusa, it's not strong enough to pater the tzara. Because the wife's a real wife, and she's only a Zika Kuknusa. And they spell tzu, the Yushalmi says, chalitz is a ptur, not a kinyan. Since chalitz is a ptur, not a kinyan, so the chalitz on the Zika Kuknusa won't pater the real wife. As Isaac the Rashba, teretz yitvah is math, the Kuros, he likes the teretz. What's the vart behind the teretz? What does that mean? If they're both considered married, that's the din. The only chalitz one, v'ayin sechadu chalitz, v'ayin chalitz shnei vatim. And what's an afkiminit in chalitza and ibum in this prat? I think the vart is like this. The Rashba is saying he is saying, Zika Kuknusa is not as stark as a real marriage. So now that he dies, he has one wife that's a Zika Kuknusa Dika wife. He never married her, he never was miyab of her. She was Zika Kuknusa. Right, that was the case. Reuven died, Levi was born, Shimon dies. According to Rav Eshia, he has one, Reuven's wife is a Zika Kuknusa to him, even if he never was Miyabim. And the other wife is Mamish, his. It's the Isha Gemura. The Zika of the Isha Gemura is a stronger Zika than the Zika Kuknusa. Normally when one's chalitz, if you have the power of the chalitza of this wife, works for all the wives. But here, Hayesa Zika isn't so strong, the chalitza is not so strong. Zadaswara, a chalitza on a shvachir Zika doesn't pater the wife of the shvachir Zika. Amari de Gaswar. Have a Yibum. Yibum would. Why? Because Yibum is a kinyan, meaning when you have Yibum, you know why it works? Because the whole Zika is Eif Yibum. And there is Yibum. It's a good enough wife to have a Yibum. It's called a Yibum. My nefkemina, stronger Zika, weaker Zika, there's a Yibum. Once there is a Yibum, you can't say a Svara. It was a Yibum on a weaker Zika. Can't pater a stronger Zika. The whole Zika is a Yibum. There's Yibum. Goodbye. You ate some of it's a Yibum. Vashen came Chalitza, that's what they want from the Yishalmi. Chalitza is not a Kinyan, it's a Ptur. Here, it's not the Pshat, the Zikas, a Yibum u Chalitza, and once it's Chalitza, goodbye. No. Chalitza is not a Kinyan. Chalitza is not what we were all waiting for. Chalitza means we have a Ptur. You don't need Yibum. Once you have Chalitza, it's good enough. But that's only when the Chalitza is on a stronger Zika, as strong as your Zika. The chalitza is on a weaker Zika. The only path is the weaker Zika. Doesn't path to the stronger Zika. That's Neinich the Suar of the Rashba and the Ritva. And now I want to discuss the other Sugya on the Sama, the Sugya of Maimer B'Yavama, the Machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim. The Gemara brings the Braisa, Isa Maimer B'Vinte Shalei Midaita. Yavama doesn't agree to the Maimer. And it's Valkarcha. Doesn't work. Rebbe Amakam, Amakam Amalekan. Why? Rebbe learns that from Bia. Just like Bia works Balkarcha, Maimon works Balkarcha. And the Chum say no, you learn it for Kedush in the Alma. Just like Kedush in the Alma is Dafka Midaita, Maimon also says if Dafka Midaita. So Taisus says this Gamrinon, even though Maimon is only Durabanan, but one says Durabanan made it similar to Bia and to other one. It's Mustavada, Durabanan made it similar to Kedushin. That's the Machlokes. And it brings other place in the Gemara where Yalfinon is an Adarabana Dikadit. And the Kavanayar Eifanart says, why didn't Taiz learn Kipshutai? They hold Maimers Min HaTorah. The Shammai holds Maimers Min HaTorah. The Shammai says, L'kach Ola Le'isha is Maimer V'yam Mizviyam. It's such a thing that Maimer can work Midaraisam. So, he says, because the Bavli, Kipshuta, he always learns that Maimer is the Rabbanah. But then he says another time. So, Dr. Karen Ayra, Taisus holds that if Maimer was the Raisa, Yitaka Lunaf from L'kach Ola Le'isha, there'd be no sword to Mechalak Maimer and Biyam. Pashut work Balkarcha. Taisa says, Hayasis, the Rabbanah merely have a machlekes. What would the Rabbanah want to be medan there to? The Rabbanah made a new thing that when someone does Kedushin to a Yavam, it works, you need to get. How would they want it to be? Would they want it to be another Eifen of Yibam, of Diyah, and then it would work Balkarcha? Or they want to say the Kedushin to Alma work for Yavam? See, have a machlekes. But if Maimu was the Raisa, it's Pashut, it would be like Bia, it's Pashut, it would work Balkarcha. That's the Karen. That's what the Karen Aretinus. So the Dvar of Ram, Chelik Beisim in Yudches, he says you have to see that in Taisus. Taisus never said that the Pshat in the Gemara is because it's the Rabbanan they mainly have these two Stadim. Taisus says even though it's the Rabbanan you can have these two Stadim, on the Saddest the Raisa you can still have these two Stadim. He just says even though Pashtus Maim is the Rabbanan, they still have these two Stadim. But if you're the Raisa, you're not supposed to be able to have these two stadim. Like the Yishalmi holds the Raisa, you can write to say the same two stadim, brings Raisa to it. And he says, that day he's saying that if it's the Raisa in Svara, it can't be Mechalti, Maimer, and Yibam, that's an Eretz Yishtak. First of all, Yibam is the Gemara. Even if Maimer is the Raisa, it's not the Gemara, you still need a Yibam. So the Gemara could be the Raisa. Maimer is not the Gemara, it's a Kenyan, it's not the Gemara, so maybe on that it wasn't said the Kiddush of Balkarcha. But then he says another svar. A bia that's Balkarcha is a bia. It's a chiddush that it's taka makes the ibum, but it is a bia. There's no sign in the mice of bia. Now, shaking my kedushin, you could say, if you want, it's b'chal not a mice of kedushin. Sign in the etzem mice of kedushin. It's not a mice of kedushin if it's Balkarcha. And he says he has a raya to this svar. The bia doesn't only work Balkarcha of the yavama. The bia also works when the yavam is an einus. Let's say someone comes to the Yavam and says, if you're not boil the Yavamah, I'll kill you. Works. That's the way it works. The Maisa Bia works. Let's say someone comes to the Yavam and says, if you're not Mekadosh the Yavamah, Maima Yavamah, I'll kill you. Einus. Doesn't say any way it works. It says it works Balkarcha of the Yavamah. It doesn't say it works Balkarcha of the Yavam if the Yavam is an Einus. Also, the Bia works B'Shegek. Let's say he didn't realize he's being boiled the Yavamah. He thought he was being boiled his wife. Turns out it was the Yavama. Works. Even Mischal. Let's say he's trying to do Kedushin on a different Isha. He didn't realize his Yavama is there. And it turns out it was his Yavama. Doesn't say anywhere that it works. He also brings a Taisis in Kedushin that Mem Dalid says that even though Maima works Balkarcha, the Isha has to know that you're giving her the money for Kedushin. She could not want the Kedushin, but she has to be aware that money is being given to her for Kedushin, otherwise it won't work, even according to Rebbe. And say for a Makna Asantasis, Rebbe's learning it out from Bia. By a Bia, the Yavama doesn't have to know anything. Right? So the Dvar Avram sees from this that Kedushin doesn't have to be like Bia. But the Dvar Avram doesn't explain so well what's the Pshat. In other words, we have it like this. There are Bana learning out from Kedushin the Alma, even if it's the Raisa. Why? Tainan Dvar Ram, even though Bia can be Balkarcha, but that's because it's the Maisa Bia. This is Chsarin in the Maisa Kedushin. And then, the Dvar Ram brings three cases with Chsarin in the Maisa Kedushin, which he's saying even in Rebbe. So what's Takat Achilik? It doesn't really explain. Rebbe holds the Bia works Balkarcha of the Yavama, because in Maima works Balkarcha of the Yavama, because you learn that from Bia. So what about Balkarcha of the Yavam? What about if it's Ba'inus of the Yavam? What about it's B'Shegik? Right? And it brings the Taisus, if the Isha didn't know there was a Kedushin going on altogether, that seems not to work even according to Rebbe. What's the Chiluk in these cases of Balkarcha of the Yavam? Doesn't really explain. So I want to time it like this. But first, Behektim, Rashi over here explains why Kedushin doesn't work Balkarcha. Rashi brings a pasuk. Rashi, if not, our Rashi. Kedushin the Alma, v'holcha v'yisla shacha midaita mashma. The v'holcha v'yisla shacha is mashma yisla midaita. Rashi, Kedushin the Afim Dalin, says the reason why Kedushin doesn't work Bal Karcha is because you need Das Makne. So interesting is that the Maseres HaShas and Kedushin that Beis Mabeis is Ma'ir to this. There are two different Rashis why Kedushin doesn't work Bal Karcha. Rashi over here says Xeris HaKosav Halcha Vais L'Shacha Midaita Mashma. And Rashi in Kedushin that Fem Dalit says the reason why there's work Bal Karcha is you need Das Makne. So also if Shmuel Zavsky and Shir Reb Shmuel and Mesach Kedushin that Beis Mabeis, he says why the Chalad need this Xeris HaKosav? You can't be kind of anything without Das Makne. Why do you need Das Makne? It's a Svara. What do you need a Pasuk for? So Tainit of Shmuel, that thing you need Das Makne wouldn't be a Svara here b'chlal. Because we're dealing with the Yavama. And Bia works Bal Karcha, in them Shtek to b'chlal they need Das Makne. And that would have Vanda applied to Maimer also Hein according to Rebbe, Hein according to Rabbanan. So Mel, that's why you need this Rashi here. That besides for the din you need Das Makne, the mitzvah, the etzim chefs of the ma'aseh kedushin, you need das. It's not a ma'aseh kedushin without das. That would apply to Yavam also, if you're learning after kedushin the alma. You see, she is very good with the Rashi's, because in kedushin that memdal, the Rashi says you need das maknem. They were discussing by a nara, by get, the halacha is that you could give a get to of a nara to her or to her father. She's b'shus aviyah. You give it to her or to her father, according to the Rabbanan. And by Kedushin, Rabbi Yechonon says you can't. Dafka the father. And he says, get is Bal Karcha, so merely you can do either one. Kedushin is Midaita, you need the father. So there, if she would accept the Kedushin, that's not Aksar the Maisa Kedushin, she'll have Das. That's how Rashi says the reason why the Svar is Midaita, because you need Das Makna. And the father is the Makna. But here, you don't need Das Makna. Here we're dealing with Yivam, we're dealing with the Yavama. Even Maimli Yavam, and you don't need Das Makna. The reason why the Kedushin wouldn't work if it's not Midaita is because of Chsarin and the Maisa Kedushin. So there you have a Machlaikis. Rebbe says, you learn that from Yibum, you learn that from Yavama. It doesn't have to be the same Chefs of the Maisa Kedushin of the Alma, because you learn that from Yavama. Mila Divam, Mila Divam, Avon Lamelef. But the Chum say, no, Mila the Kedushin, Mila Kedushin. Since Kedushin of the Alma, this is the Chefs of the Maisa Kedushin, but Kedushin of the Alma also has to be that way. And about, so how come Bal Karcha is different? According to Rebbe, Bal Karcha is different than, like we said, the Einus of the Yavam, the Shegig of the Yavam, the fact that Isha has to be aware of the Maisa. Because this, I think like this. If the Pshat is that it's Bechlal on a Maisa Kedushin, not that it's missing Tnoim, it doesn't have all the Tnoim of a Maisa Kedushin. It's Bechlal on a Maisa Kedushin. A Maisa Kedushin that the Ish doesn't have Das for is Bechlal not a Maisa Kedushin. It isn't the Kedushin Bechlal, even Rebbe's Maskin. If the Ish is an Einus, or he's a Shegig, he doesn't realize who is being Mekadosh, or if the Ish doesn't know the Maisa is being taken place, that's not a Maisa Kedushin Batsa. But the Das of the Isha mitzad the Maisa Kedushin, that's Xeris HaKasa, that's a Tanai. So there, that's the Shaila. Is that Tanai? Does that apply to Kedushin the Yavama? The Tnoi HaMaisa, that you could say, you can learn that from Kedushin the Alman, and you need those Tnoim, you can learn it from Mili the Yavama, and you don't need those Tnoim, but the Chefs of the Maisa, that have had even Rebbe's mask, if you don't have the Chefs of the Maisa, it wouldn't work. Now, Stav, the Dvar Avraham is bothered, how could it work Bal Karcha? One of the things you need for a Maisa Kedushin is that the Isha should be kind of the money. And the Isha is not going to be kind of the money Bal Karcha. Walks over to the Yavama. He says, I want to be in the Kaddish. She says, no. He says, too bad. Puts the money in her hand or the ring. Harei amakadashisli. She's never kind of the money. How does that work? So his whole shtickle is really about this question. And he writes that somebody asked him in the Bala Itta, you have the same question. The Bala Itta says, if you force someone to sell something, it works. Tlu v'zav and zvini zvini, gemar says the Mo Basra. But tlu v'kani, if you force someone to be kind of something, it doesn't work. Tlu v'kani doesn't work. That's what the Bala Itta holds. So, you have a similar question. By tlu v'kadish, the gemar's mashma, that would work. That's like tlu v'zavin. The only thing is, the gemar says, because the afkina rabbana kedusha minei. But the shaila is, enech enami. It's sad that she's Makadish, that's like Tulu V'Zavin, but how is she kind of the money? That's just saying Tulu V'Kani. He brings that kasha also. It's a similar kasha to this.
even if the kedushin worked by karcha, but how could she be kind of the money? Says the Mavusti is saying from Rav Naftali on this kasha, and you can sell it to here also. Rav Naftali says kedushin is a meister kedushin, and nachdem you did the meister kedushin with the hilchus meister kedushin, she's mamela kind of the money. It's like Yiluna Havayim, like this is Havayim Liyitziah. She doesn't need to be kind of the money. You don't need the hilchus haknas mammon, and that makes the meister kedushin. You need a nesina. You need a kedushin. If the kedushin is chama mele, she's kind of the money. So mele is not shvei when he's asking how she kind of the money. Hey, yes, the kedushin could be chal bal karcha. Once it's a chalais kedushin, a mele she's kind of the money. But I'll go upon him. This is what I was saying. When it's something that's bechlal and a meister kedushin, lemashal, an einis on the yavam or a shegig on the yavam, or if the ish is not aware of the meister, even Rebbe's maskim is not. However, if the chsarin is that you don't have das makna, even the rabbanon hold you don't need das makna. Yishik no mishavayim. Keep lingi when it's a chsarin in the ma'aser kedushim. It's sad that there's a tnai. It's sad exeris a kasef. Mal chavaisel l'shachir. The rabbanon learn after kedusha d'alma. So the same exeris a kasef would apply to kedusha d'yivama. The rabbanon and Rebbe lives a familiar d'yivama. You don't have to exeris a kasef here. That's the machlokes Rebbe and the chacham.